Kerav Daf Lamidvav. We look at the start of Daf Lamidvav. Lamidvav Amid Amid Aleph Kira. Shesu Kira B'Kasha V'Gvava. Nice to Malach Atav Shul. A Kira is an oven that you heat it up with Kasha V'Gvava. Right, two different types of straw. Nice to Malach Atav Shul. You want to put upon the Atav Shul. What are you going to put upon the Atav Shul? On Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put a tavshul Erev Shabbos, even though the tavshul has not been fully cooked. And what's the concern? The concern is that you may come to stir the coals on Shabbos.
So
Shem Yechater. So once you're speaking because of the governor of the tavshul, the begefes baits, and let's bring here with gefes. Gefes is psoile shel shum shemin, sesame seeds, okay, uve eitzim, or wood. Then lo yiten, you're not allowed to put upon the kira in tavshul. Why not? Until you go and you clean out, you completely remove the fuel, or you put ash on top of the fuel in order to... Sorry?
Groof is shoveling it away and ketum is covering it.
Covering it. Yigrov is to shovel it away, or you put the offer on top. Beshame says no. You can put upon it chamin afar shagorf, Rashi says. The leitzricha lebeshule, the leker lemigzar shama yichate. The beshama is very, very machmir. Even though in this instance, once you clean it out, there's nothing to worry about. Right now, there's no possibility. Yet beshama is goyzer. If today we're going to let you do this, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Next Shabbos, you'll come. You're going to forget. You're going to leave the coals aside. You're going to mechate in chadis and havar deraisa.
What's beshama's
concern? Beshama says even if you do giruf sheyigruf or sheyiten es ha'ofar, even if you do these things where there's no longer a concern that you will be mechal Shabbos, it's still osur. It's osur to put a tafshil that's not fully cooked, because even though this Shabbos there is no longer a concern, but what's going to happen next Shabbos? Next Shabbos you're going to forget. You're going to say, just like last Shabbos, I put in the oven a dish that wasn't fully cooked. So this Shabbos, I can do the same thing. You're not going to remember. Last Shabbos, the reason why you was permitted.
By straw, I'm not concerned that you're going to make a mistake.
By straw, because straw is not right. Straw, we're not concerned. Correct. Because straw is so, the type of fuel, I guess, is so shach, there's no concern. Only when it comes to the chamin, only when it comes to these things, it's going to be us. It's not most of the Shabbos.
And there's no gzeilig zera.
There's no... Gzeir, what do you mean Gzeir L'Gzeir? What do you mean Gzeir L'Gzeir? Gzeir
is Shem Yechata. Then I'm putting another Gzeir that you cannot do, is maybe next week you're going to come to do it differently.
Right, he doesn't hold it. He holds we are Gzeir Gzeir L'Gzeir. Even if Yechata, it's only a Gzeir.
So it is a Gzeir L'Gzeir.
Yes. Beshamai here holds Kulucha L'Gzeir. Beshamai here is Kulucha L'Gzeir. So the Beshamai says Chamin. The only thing we let you put upon the oven is hot water, which does not require bishul. In other words, you're allowed to put it's already hot. It's already fully cooked. The hot water already is fully cooked, and the meal is nothing to concern about.
Because
that's the definition of Chamin. The definition of the word Chamin means it's fully cooked. That's the that's the mechus of tavshil.
The chiddush
is that maybe even chamin we should prohibit, because if we're going to let you do chamin this week, in your mind, what's the difference between chamin and a tavshil?
Hold on one second.
Okay, so Beshamai says chamin of Chamin and Chamin, maybe we should make a triple gzera. The Shammai says you can only put, maybe we should not even allow you to put Chamin because we're going to allow you to put Chamin, you'll come to go do a Tavshul. So the Shammai says, that far we do not go. The Shammai says, Chamin v'Tavshul. No, Chamin, that's Pashut, even a Tavshul. Once we let you put you with the chamin, we let you take it away, but you're not allowed to return it. And you're allowed to return it. Okay, and we're going to learn all the rules. There have to be five rules. Five rules have to be in play in order to be permitted to go put the pot back on the fire. So let's chaza this mishnah. This mishnah has a lot of yisaidis. Has a lot of yisaidis in this mishnah. The mishnah nachman meshakira shesiku. Oh, someone over here is joining us. Who's joining us? We'll see. Kira, let's chaza the mishnah. Kira shesiku bekash of gava. A kira is an oven that has been heated with kash of gava. Stubble. Noistim alecha tavshil. You're allowed to put the tavshil. Period. Why? Because there is no concern of havara that you come to make a fire. But the gefes of the etzim, gefes, these are types of rash, gefes psoila shel shum shemim. We said that, and etzim it's also because it's that you might yichat, you cause to be a flame, and that's not the right. Because the etzim lo yidin atche yigroif or yachitin esa offer. Beishamayayimim, Beishamay says no such thing. Only chamin avloit havshul. Or beishilayimim chamin vitavshul. Don't put it back, because putting it back looks like you're making a fire base. Yeah, we're good. So are we sure we're good? Are we sure we're good? Shimon Maisa, are you here? Shimon Maisa, are you here? I see you logged in. Are you here? Where are you, Shimon Maisa? Shimon Maisa, you here? You hear me? Shimon, do you hear me? Do you see me?
I do. Where are you up to?
We're up to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis.
Might as well start the Mishnah one more time.
Kira Shesiku Bikasha Vagava. Okay, you have the Mishnah in front of you, Shimon?
Give me 10 seconds.
Oh no, he's not even ready yet. Rabbi Shul, how's the Yom Tif?
I'm not sure very much.
How's your wife doing?
I just lost one day at a time.
I'm sorry?
One day at a time? One day at a time. Yeah, every day a little better, Baruch Hashem.
All right, Baruch Hashem. Shimon, where are you, Shimon?
Lamed Vav,
Lamed Beis. Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. You ready? You have a Gemara yet? Okay, we're going Vaita. When you come, we'll catch up with you. Let's go Vaita. Yisrael, let's go Vaita. Rabbi Yisrael, let's go Vaita. Over here, the thing went dead. What happened over here? Back to meeting. Okay, good. Let's go Vaita. Let us move ahead. More. Shehiya Chazar is to return. Shehiya is to leave it, to put it on the fire, to put it on the fire. Put it on the fire, Erev Shabbos. To put it on the fire, Erev Shabbos, a pot of food that's not fully cooked. You have a pot of challah, and it's 5 minutes before. It's 5 minutes. The fully raw is not good. I mean, it's partially cooked. Fully raw, you're allowed to. But let's say it's partially cooked, but it's not yet a third cooked. It's partially. It's in between. I don't even know the exact gedarim, but it's partially cooked. You want to put it on the flame. You want to put a pot of cholent on an open flame before Shabbos. And when Shabbos begins, it will be partially cooked. It's not totally raw. If it's totally raw, it's permitted. Because then it's not going to be ready for the evening. It's only going to be ready in the morning, so there's no concern. You may come to stir the coals. But let's say it's...
Something which is not a Michael Bender story.
Right, Michael Bender says machlokes, either it's a third cooked or it's a half cooked. Either a third or half. So this over here is, if it's totally raw, it is permitted to put the pot on the fire, a pot of cholent on the fire, 1 minute before Shabbos begins. Because there's no concern you'll come to stir the coals, because it's totally raw. If it is partially cooked, but not yet one third cooked, there is a concern that you may come to stir the coals to accelerate the cooking process. Therefore, it is categorically forbidden to put shehiyah, to put a pot of partially cooked food on an open flame before Shabbos begins, because of a gezera from Chazal, Shema Yichata. You may come to stir the coals. Modern day, that would mean you may turn up the range, the heat on the range. So what is the solution? The solution is to do one of two things, to remove the coals, or to cover the ash. Blech is the equivalent of covering the ash. Okay, that's what we do. We cover the ash, the afer, the ash, that's what we do. And that is permitted. That's only good according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, even that would be forbidden. The reason why that would be forbidden according to Beis Hillel is because, according to Beis Shammai, is because we don't trust you. Is because even though this week you have covered the flames, you've covered the ash, or this week you have removed the coals, but next week you're going to forget to do that. You're going to forget to cover the fire. You're going to forget to remove the coals. You're going to say, just like last week it was permitted, this week it's permitted as well. So they have, according to Beis Shammai, it is categorically forbidden to go to put a pot of chalent that requires bishul on an open fire, because even if you remove the coals or you cover the flame, because in the future it will lead to you being mechallel Shabbos. Beis Shammai looks the big picture. Beis Shammai looks down the line. He looks what's going to be in the future. He looks what's going to be next Shabbos. Beis Hillel does not look ahead. Beis Hillel does not look down the future. He looks at the current situation. And after this Shabbos, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. Then we come to the next issue. The next issue is, what about returning? Let's say indeed you take the pot of cholent off the fire. Are you allowed to return a boiling pot of cholent back to the fire on Shabbos that's fully cooked? Beis Shammai says no. It's maris ayin. It looks like you're cooking something for the very first time on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says there is no maris ayin. The issue over here, according to Rashi, is maris ayin. Okay, so this mishnah is jam packed with many, many yesodos. Are we good?
Yeah.
Clear? You sure?
Yep.
Ibayalu, Gemara, Ibayalu, lo yitain lo yachzer. It says over here, lo yitain. It says here in the Mishnah, lo yitain, you're not allowed to. This is the Mishnah says that when it comes to eitzim, lo yitain atche yigroif, does that mean lo yachzer? In other words, we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says that you're not allowed begefes uve eitzim lo yitain. We already learned the maskana of the Mishnah. The maskana means you're not allowed to put there lechatchila erev Shabbos. But the Gemara now is proposing the possibility that when it says here lo yitain, it doesn't mean erev Shabbos. It means it's on Shabbos. And lo yitain means you took it off on Shabbos. You want to return it. You want to return it. But Erev Shabbos, it would be categorically forbidden. But Erev Shabbos, it would be permitted. Or let's see. Lishois would be permitted. That's going to be the question. Let's read the mission. Hi, and it says, Lo Yitain, you're not allowed to put on the fire. Does that mean Lo Yachzir? You're not allowed to return it back to the fire on Shabbos itself. If you take a pot of cholent off the fire on Shabbos, you are not allowed to return it to the fire, even though it's fully cooked and it's boiling hot, unless you remove the coals. Who avolishois?
One second. You're talking about on Shabbos?
On Shabbos, yes.
How can you touch the coals on Shabbos?
You're not touching the coals. Maris
Ayin. You can't return unless you remove the
coals. We learned the Mishnah according to the Gemara's Maskana. Let's explain. When you're boiling out coals, there are two issues. Issue number one is stirring the coals. Stirring the coals leads to Havar. But there's another issue. And that issue is Maris Ayin. Nothing to do with stirring the coals. Just the fact the coals are present, it gives the impression to an observer, even to yourself, that you're cooking on Shabbos. So, Ibayilu, Hai Elo Yitin. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to yitin, to put a pot of boiling hot cholent. So does this mean? Does the translation of the word lo yitain mean we are discussing a pot of cholent that's fully cooked and it's boiling hot and you removed it from the fire on Shabbos and you wish now to put it back on the fire? There is no melacha de'oraisa. because it's already fully cooked, but yet the Mishnah is teaching us, no, do not return it. The real translation of lo yitin is really lo yachzir hu. Do not return it. Why not? Maris ayin. Not everyone knows that the pot has been fully cooked and it's boiling hot. An observer may think the pot is not cooked and you're putting it on the fire for the very first time to cook it. And that would be a melacha d'oraisa of bishul. That's what it means in the Mishnah when it says lo yitin. What is the implication? Aval bot lishois. But erev Shabbos, if you want to take a pot of raw cholent, that's only partially cooked, mashin, you're allowed to leave it there, aval pi she'enoi goruf ve'enoi kotum. That you're allowed to do lichatchila, because there's no concern of shema yichate. Is that the pshat in the Mishnah? That's not the way we learned the Mishnah when we learned the Mishnah in the beginning. We learned the Mishnah according to the other man Yamar. If this would be the pshat in the Mishnah, Umani, who would the author of the Mishnah be? Chananya. He, Tetanya, Chananya Oimer, Kol Shu Kemacho Ben Derusai, Mutter Lishoisei Al Gabe Kira, Afal Pisha Enoi Godof Enoi Kotum. The Gemara now is suggesting, there are going to be many mahalach in the Mishnah, that the case of the Mishnah, when it says you want to go do Shehiyah on the fire, we are discussing by default. The Gemara is making a very major, major assumption, which is not so simple, but let's work with the Gemara at this moment in time, that when you're going to leave on the fire, Erev Shabbos, Me'achashecha, you're leaving on the fire a pot of food that is a third cooked. Kemachol Ben Drusai. Ben Drusai was a ganef. He was always busy making trouble, so he never had time for the physical meal, because he was always on the run, so the food was always in one third cooked. So therefore, it's b'chanai kolshu b'kamach b'nusay mutal l'shoyse agabi kir al pi she'ena god of ena kotum. Is that the pshat in the Mishnah? Oy dilma, or maybe pshat in the Mishnah is l'shoyse t'nan. The machloikis and the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to go and leave on the fire. Lo yitain, the correct translation is l'shoyse t'nan. That's what it means. And the Mishnah is telling you, god of ena kotum in, if it's been cleaned out. Or you kotum means you put ash on top of the coals, in permitted, ilo, the kol shekein lahachzer, and it goes without saying that you certainly need to remove the coals and cover it in order to do chazara. So a blech, you're always going to need a blech for chazar. That's a very important thing you said, the Gemara has now introduced. That when it comes to lahachzer, if the food is fully cooked, and you want to be able to put the food back on the fire, in order to take away the issue of maris ayin, the fire, you have to either remove the coals or cover the fire, the coals with ash. Okay, so let's review what we have over here so far. We have machlokes. Shimon, you here? Shimon, I can barely hear you. How come your volume is so low?
I don't know. Is it good now?
No, it's no good.
What if you put up a sign?
Your volume, no, sign doesn't help. Chazal only gave you one way to do it. The only way you can do it, there's only one way to do it. The only way to do it is by putting a blech. No kunsen.
Yeah, but nowadays when you put a quote unquote silver foil balls in your crock pot, it's hand me the piece of what you call, because I'm a very very big magel. I go Ramosha's sock, but how more Maris Ayin can it be than that?
You're putting a hefsek between.
You come over to my house Friday night, and I decide I need cholent. And then you see me walk into my kitchen and take out stuff from my crock pot and we machzer it. And you don't know there's anything in there. You didn't go inside and look.
It doesn't matter. There are guidelines, even though you cannot see, it doesn't matter. There are basic rules. The basic rules are it has to be covered. It has to be the mechanism that produces the heat must be covered in order to chazar. That's the way it is. You have to chazar. Now, you're talking about something else. You're talking about making a hefsek. You're talking about when you put those balls inside. I forgot all this, so you have to go look this up. I don't remember. Let's hold back for one day on the crackpot. Belina there. I'm going to review all the material and we'll talk about crackpots. But let's first go through the basics.
I'm not talking about the hefsek pot. I'm talking about the maris ayin.
Marasayin, Chazal defined Marasayin. I don't know. I told you, I don't know the answer. I have to go back to the material. Once upon a time, I used to know this stuff, but I forget everything very quickly. Oh no, I lost him. Shimon, are you still here? What happened over here, Shimon? You here? I don't know, he disappeared.
I lost you,
okay, now you can't. I don't know, we have to go look this up. Let's chaz. We have a Mishnah. Let's just chaz the Yisaitis. A very important Yisait. It says in the Mishnah the word lo yitain. Okay, everything hinges upon the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the two words lo yitain. What is the correct translation for the two words lo yitain? Is the translation of the lo yitain mean lo yachzir? Or is the translation of the word lo yitain lo of lishais? Ain lishais. Lemai nafkemina. The nafkemina is that if it means lo yachzir, you are permitted to put on the stove, on the range, food that is partially cooked, even one third cooked. Even if it's one third cooked, you are permitted to put the food. It has to be at least one third cooked. If it's one third cooked, it is permitted to put on the fire Erev Shabbos. And we're not concerned you may come to stir the coals because the food is already edible bidi of it. However, the key yisoid is that on Shabbos, if you want to take food off take the pot off the range and you want to return it, it is critical that the fire is covered. Okay, there's afer, the fire is covered. There is aether on the fire, it's covered. That is what's critical. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that when it says in the Mishnah Litin, it means lo in lishais, lo lishais. And if you hold lo, even when it comes to putting the food on the fire, Erev Shabbos, it is forbidden to do so unless you have a blech. Our blech today is equivalent to the aether al ha'esh. Halacha l'maisa, we take the chum. Halacha l'maisa, we pass it like what it says in the Mishnah, the first shah in the Mishnah, the second shah in the Mishnah. Of it, when it says lo yitin, it means lo yishois, ain lishois. You're not allowed to take a pot that's one third cooked and put it on an open fire erev Shabbos in chashecha. If it's not fully cooked when Shabbos begins, because he may come to stir the coals, and certainly. You're not allowed to return the pot on Shabbos that you take off the coals. You're not allowed to return unless it is fully cooked. Shimon, are you still with me?
Yeah, I mean, you're freezing, but okay, let's go.
Okay, vital. So that is the two mahal condition. Are you clear? Are you shalim? Is it good? Everything clear? Are you shalim? Are you still there? Is it good? Is it clear that the mission you got the tooth started?
Yeah.
Toshma, let's not do the raya. Tani, Toshma, Tani, Tribe, Baby, Masnisa. It says the mission, the two bubbles. Okay, Beshama, Yoimrim, Cham, Nevalay Tavshil, Besila, Loimrim, Cham, and Vitavshil, Beshama, Yoimrim, Noitma, Aloy, Machzirin, Besila, Mim, Af, Machzirin. Why are there two babis in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah break off the halacha between the first part and then discuss the halacha of Chamin and Tavshin? And then first discusses the sugi of Machzirin. So long comes the Gemara. If you will suggest that the first part of the Mishnah discussing Lishois, Hachi Ketani, Kiro Shisikua Bikash of Gava, Mashin. Okay, mashin. We're going to translate the word yitain to mean mashin. Alecha tavshel begems of etzim lo yishem ad sheyigroif oyad sheyidin ofar uma hein mashin. What are you mashin? Beshamayim mechamin alo tavshel v'samim mechamin v'tavshel v'chi heichid yipligi b'lushos pligi nami b'lachzir sheshamayim mechamin alo machzirin u'beisilayim mechamin machzirin. It's not the first part of the mission is lahachzir. So why then do we need two babis? Ha'achi ketani kira shesiku b'kashu v'gava machazirin olecha tavshel b'gavu v'etzim lo yachzir ad sheyigroif oyad sheyinesofar umahe machzirin. Remember, we're only supposed to machzirin. Be'sham ayimrim mechamin avoy tavshel be'sham mechamin v'tavshel be'sham ayimrim mechamin avoy machzirin be'sham machzirin. Hi, Hasulamali. But why now? Do we need the second Baba? You hear the kasha?
No, please explain it. I don't understand.
Okay, go back to the Mishnah. It's so simple. Go back to the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Kira shesikur b'kasha v'gvava. Noistim oleho tavshel. We have a dilemma in the Gemara as to the translation of the word noisnim. Does the word noisnim mean machzirin, you can return, or does the word noisnim mean mashin, you can put the food on the fire for the very first time? That was our dilemma. Now let's take the dead end side, the one that's not going to be good. Let's assume when it says noisnim means machzirin, it goes without saying that you're allowed to. You're allowed. We're going to work with the tzad. There are two ways to learn the Mishnah. We're going to work now with
if
the
Mishnah. If you can be mashin.
Correct. In other words, you always can be mashin. Let's assume that everyone agrees. We're going like Chananya. Chananya holds. Machol ben drusai. You're allowed to put on an open fire. Okay?
Right.
You're allowed to put on open fire. So what's the machloikis in the Mishnah? If I take a pot that is fully cooked off the flame, am I allowed to return it? That's the machloikis. That's the issue. So the Mishnah says, before the Mishnah even starts, we have a given as an introduction. It's a davar poshut ad me'oid. You are permitted to put on an open fire a pot of food that's not fully cooked. As long as it is 1/3 cooked, it is 100% permitted. Why is it 100% permitted? Because we're going like Chananya, it's mutter. What's the issue now? Are you allowed to return a pot to an open flame on Shabbos? Is there maris ayin? Does it look like you're cooking? So it says in the Mishnah, well, it depends. If you have in the oven kashu gvava stubble, no problem. There's no maris ayin. Noisnim olecha tavshil. But let's say the fuel is gefes veitzim, lo yitain. You're not allowed to return because of maris ayin. Ad sheyigoyf or ad sheyitain. That's the offer. Now, by the way, what kind of thing are you returning? This is a machlokes. Beshamai says, Chamin, even this that we allow you to return onto the fire and we're not going to be concerned with Marasayin, or we are going to be concerned with Marasayin, that's only in regard to a kettle of hot water. Because a kettle of hot water is not a significant type of bishul. Avoloi tavshil. But a cooked item is a much more serious type of food. Then Beshamai says, no way, even if you don't have, you've taken out the fuel, or you've covered it, it's still going to be forbidden. But Beis Hillel says no. Chamin v'tavshe. Okay, now, we're done. The Mishnah basically is done. We've discussed the case of Shehiyah, and we discussed the case of Chazorah. We're done. Now, the question is, what now is the Mishnah trying to accomplish in the next few words? Now the Mishnah says, next word's Mishnah. Excuse me, that's what we just said. Those last words of the Mishnah are totally superfluous. Clear? But if you learn that because the Mishnah, we're discussing Shehiyah. And when it said the word noisnim means shehiyah, you're allowed to put on the fire for the very first time. So then when it said, that's the first machlokes. And then the second machlokes in the Mishnah is what about when it comes to chazara? So Beis Hillel says, chamin v'tav, b'shamin noidlim v'loidlim, under no condition do I ever allow you to do chazara ever. And Beis Hillel says, no, if you have a blech, or you remove the coals af machzirin. The first part of the mission discusses Shehiyah, and the second part discusses Chazara. The mission makes a lot of sense. And the result is that according to Beis Hillel, we're going to be very machmir. You're not allowed to put on the fire food. Shehiyah in the beginning of Shabbos. Chazara, everyone agrees we're going to be machmir by Chazara. Okay, at least go to the Beis Hillel. What about Shehiya? Are you allowed to put on the fire Erev Shabbos food that's not fully cooked? Erev Shabbos, that's a third cooked. According to this Mahalik, that's exactly what Beis Hillel says. No, you're not allowed to put food that's one third cooked Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. You have to first remove the coals or cover the coals. So therefore, that's exactly what that's we have to hold the whole omelet. The Gemara goes very well. Let me read it very quickly one more time. Toshma, I'll read it very quickly one more time. Shimon, what are you doing? Who's typing away? Someone's typing and making a lot of noise. Shimon, are you typing? Shimon!
Yeah, give me a second. I'm done.
What are you typing?
I'm done.
You're not done. You just clicked again. Click. Okay. What are you doing, Shimon? Oh, look who shows up. Look at that. Look who shows up out of nowhere. Welcome. Where did you go today? Went to a concert?
I was at the beach.
At the beach? I was afraid I'd have to go to a funeral today. I was really worried about going to a funeral today. Someone I know is very, very sick. If this guy dies, I'm going to have to go to a funeral.
Where are we up to?
Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The whole Amid Gemara. I'm going to read it very quickly for the Sholimim. Toshma. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. I'm going to read it for Toshma. Sholimim, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to read that part of the Gemara very quickly. Follow along with me very quickly. Toshma. We have a dilemma how to learn the Mishnah. Tu Mahalchem. Toshma. Look what it says. Midikoni Trei Babek. Being that it says in the Mishnah two babes, two different parts. Trei bav masnisan. What are the two parts? The first part is beishamai oimim chamin avoloi tavshil, ubeishil oimim chamin tavshil. Then that's part one. What's part two? Beishamai oimim noilim avoloi machzirin, ubeishil oimim mav machzirin. Okay, that's part two. So the Gemara explains. Iyomarta bishloima. If you will tell me correctly. Bishloima, I don't have a good translation of Bishloima. Bishloima means it's going to be good. Bishloima, Lishois Tanan, that the first part of the Mishnah is presenting the Chiddush of Lishois, of putting a pot of food on open fire, Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah tells us that it's Osur, then Hachi Ketani. Now it's very easy for us to understand how to read the two parts of the Mishnah. Now let's read the Mishnah. Kira pat. Shesi kua bikasha v'gvava. Which you heat with kasha v'gvava, mashin alech, it's permitted to prepare it. But what if mashin latavshal? But the gavis of yeitzim lo yesha, achi gvava, achi yitin offer. Umahein mashin. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, what exactly are you allowed to do when you cover it? When you do cover it, so Beis Shammai say Oimim only Chamin. He's extremely machmer. Avoloi Tavshel. Ubeis Til Oimim Chamin v'Tavshel. Then the Mishnah goes to Baba 2, Part B. Heichi Diplidi Below Reading Delicious Pigna Bela Hachzer. So Beis Shammai Oimim Noidlim Avoloi Machzirin. You're never allowed to return. Ubeis Til Oimim Af Machzirin. But Elo Imarta Lachzer Tan, the case, the first part of the Mishnah discussing Lachzir. So we're already up to Part B. The beginning of the Mishnah has already discussed Part B. Because Part A, everyone agrees is permitted. Why is it permitted? Because we're going like Hananya. And Hananya says, Amachal ben Drusaya, land upon open flame. Eliyamata lahachsetanan, hachi ketani. Hachi ketani. This is how the Mishnah is going to be read. Kira shesika bekash of gava, machzirin alachatashal, the gava's way to lo yachzir, achigavachi, this is offer. Uma hey machzirin. And what are you machzir? Period. We're done. There's nothing more to discuss. So now the question, what's the next part of the Mishnah? When it says now, we've already discussed that. Are you sure, Lee? You understand all this?
Yeah.
Is it clear?
Yep.
You don't sound too.
I got it.
Okay, what's doing over here with the people online over here? Who do we have over here? Shimi, you still here?
Yeah.
What happened to Shlomi Rabinowitz?
He's still here.
Where is he?
I just unmuted myself. Where's the noise coming from?
Shimon is typing away, and Shalimon is very noisy in his background. Shalimon has a very noisy background.
It's very quiet.
Shalimon has a noisy background?
No.
No, there's no noisy background? Okay, now it's quiet. Okay, now the Gemara says now. Vayita. The Gemara says no. La'olam. No, it's coming from you. Shalimon, it's coming from you. There's noise in your background. There's noise in the background. Okay, I don't know, fine. Now the Gemara says, La'olam. Okay, La'olam. No. Hey, Malach, I'll tell you La'hachzer tonight. I'm going to tell you no, La'hachzer tonight. No, it's not a raya. V'chi su'ay mechasra. The favorite answer in Shas is always to say, when it doesn't make any sense, you got to eat in words. That's the trick. What? It's my feedback? How do I have feedback? Explain to me.
Noise in the background is your feedback.
So how am I giving
you... I'm talking into three different things.
Okay, let me figure this out. Give me 1 second. Let me see where
when
the feedback...
When you stop talking, there's no noise.
So how is that possible? Because there's only three people logged in. Me, you, and Shimon. And, I don't know how it's possible. I don't know. Do you have two devices on?
I have only one device on.
Does anyone have Mixler on? Rabbi Shalimon, are you there? Rabbi Shalimon? What happened to him? Rabbi Shalimon, what happened to you? Because he went off. He went off. I don't know what's going on over here.
Now there's no feedback.
Okay, it had something to do with his phone. With this phone. Right, we did it on the phone tonight. The Oilong, Aimlach, I'll tell you Lahakzir tonight. Okay, the MS, I'll tell you Lahakzir tonight. The Chesu Mechashu, we're missing words. We're missing words in the Mishnah of Yachit, and this one is the Mishnah. Kiva Shesikim Mechashu Vagava Bachzirun Allah of Tamshul. The Gez of Yetzim Lo Yachzir. You're not allowed to. The Mishnah is starting off with the laws of Chazora. We're not discussing the laws of Shia. Are Shalim in your back?
Yeah.
We have a problem. We got a problem that there's some feedback coming from your phone. Is there something you can do on your phone? Your phone is.
I'll put my phone on mute. You don't want to hear anything.
Okay, put on mute. Okay. But please, when you want to say something, please speak up because it's very dull. It's very dark here. I need to hear someone's voice. Okay, weiter. The Eilam Imlach tell you lachzer tonight. V'chisur mechash. We're missing words. V'yachi gitani. Here's what it says. Kira shesiku bekasha v'gova machzir na lachatavshil. Okay, here we go. Akira. Until you remove or you put the offer. When it comes to Shehia, Mashin, Afal Pish, Enegorf, Enekotim. So far, we've just basically read the Mishnah on these couple lines exactly the same way we said before. Umahein Mashin, what are you allowed to be Mashin? So here is the point. Here is the deviation that comes to explain the pshat in the Mishnah. Until now, here is the point of difference between what we had before and until now. Until now, we assumed that when we discuss Chamin versus Tavshil, this was a discussion only relating to Chazora. But Shehia, putting on the fire for the very first time food in the Havamina, even Beishamai allowed you to put on the open fire Erev Shabbos food a tavshil. And when it said in the Mishnah the Machloikis Beishamai and Beis Hillel of Machloikis of Chamin versus Tavshil, both Chamin and Tavshil, that was referring to Chazora. Now the Gemara is changing its mind. Now the Gemara is saying that when it says, it's changing its mind and saying that when it says Machlekes of Chamin Tavshil, it's referring to the Shehia, not to the Chazara. Okay, you see the difference? Until now, this line, Machloikis Beshameh Silla, was in reference to the Chazir. Good. So now, Avalisha is Mashin, Api Sha'ena Gordon, they call the Mahi Mashin, Beshameh, Mecham, 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 Now we return back to the Sugya of Chazor, as the Mishnah started. Lav Diriya Kol, who? He? Okay? Good? Rabbi Sholim, I think for the future, let me ask you a question. In the future, would it be possible for you to call in to the Zoom? There's a telephone number and a code.
I can certainly try it.
Because that way you can speak up and we wouldn't have the feedback problem. Because when you just listen to the Mixler, it's very lonely. And we can give you the job, we can give you the, assign you the task to make sure that we do not battle. You are the Shoimer Hadelis.
Okay.
Vaita. Toshma. Next piece of Gemara. Another right. We're going to do another right. Toshma. Avol etoicha osur. You're only not allowed to do it al gaba. On the machloikis is the machloikis beshamai beshilil is to put the pot on top of the kira. Avol lesoicha also, it's also to put the pot in the kira. So the question over here is, what does that mean? Iyamar to bishamal hachzer tanan the machloikis lahachzer hainu dushoni bein toicha bilgal al gaba. If you're telling me it's of marisayin, we can understand why there should be a differentiation between al gaba v'al toicha. Elo yimar to lishois tanan mali toicha mali al gaba. What difference does it make if it's going to be on top or on the bottom? Okay, look at the Rashi. First wide line. Avol lishois mash nafil l'shein grufim kinim chasrinim leil l'chisurei. Rabbi Chelboy asher yusa delishois al shein grufim. That was a previous Gemara. Okay, let's go by. Fine. The point over here is, if you're discussing Maris Ayin, we could understand why there should be a difference, why it should be forbidden to put the pot of food inside the oven. By putting it inside the oven, there's Maris Ayin. But by putting it on top of the oven, there's less Maris Ayin. But the issue over here is putting the food on the fire before Shabbos begins, there's no Maris Ayin. The only question is, will you come to stir the coals? Stirring the coals, it doesn't make a difference if the food is on top of the oven, if the food is in the oven. It's the same concern. You may come to stir the coals. The Gemara says, no. Rabbi Chel by Arei Shokoi. Me says the Gemara and Gemara says Kasha. Me Savarta Rabbi Chel by Arei Shokoi. Asefokoi. No, it's not a Kasha. What do we mean? He's not going on the Reisha. He's going on the Sefer. Beis Hillel Oimrim. Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel says Machzirin. Rabbi Chel by Rabbi Chel. Marguya Rabbi Loshim Will. Al Gaba Al Toicha Oser. In other words, it's not a Kasha. The only reason why we thought this was a Kasha was because we thought that the statement of Toicha and Gaba was said on the first statement of the Mishnah. Now remember, the first statement of the Mishnah is either discussing the Machloikis of Lishois or is discussing Lishois. We thought it was discussing the beginning of the Mishnah. Now, if it's discussing the beginning of the Mishnah, and you want to learn of the Mishnah is discussing Chazara, then it makes sense. But if you want to say the Mishnah is discussing Shehiyah, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is saying, no, this is not relevant, because when it says this line of Rechelbai, he's discussing the end of the Mishnah. And the end of the Mishnah, L'chol HaDeyos, is discussing Chazara. So it's not a Kasha. After we've done the Chitzuri Mechzera, we're putting the statement on the end. Everyone agrees that the statement of Bichalba is discussing the Sugya of Maris Ayin. Even if you want to make the Mishnah into two parts, and you'll say the first Machloikis in the Mishnah Shehiyah, and the second Machloikis is Chazara, Rabbi Chelboy is going on the end that discusses Chazara. So it's not a Kasha. The only reason why we had a Kasha with Rabbi Chelboy was because we thought that Rabbi Chelberg was discussing the beginning of the Mishnah. And the beginning of the Mishnah is subject to two different ways to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. And if you can learn the beginning of the Mishnah referring to Shehiyah, then Rabbi Chelberg's statement makes no sense. You're right. If you're going to take Rabbi Chelberg's statement and apply it to the beginning of the Mishnah, then you're forcing yourself to learn that the beginning of the Mishnah is discussing Chazara. But that's not a kasha, because whoever said Rabbi Chelberg is discussing the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chelberg is discussing the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah can be discussing Shia, and the end discussing Chazara, and in the Chanami, when it comes to Chazara, there's a difference in Al-Gab and Toicha. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Shlomi, what do you say? Shlomi. Shlomi, you understand? Is it clear?
You faded that last 30 seconds. You faded out. I didn't hear you at all.
You understand this piece of Gemara?
Part of it, yes. Don't worry about it.
Vaita.
Go ahead.
Vaita, the Gemara. Toshma. We now go to another Raya. Okay? Next Raya. The next Raya is Beis Kirois Hamat Imois Achas Gerufa V'Uketimo V'Achas Shem V'Yivu V'Neketumo. We have two twin pots. Okay, are you everyone with me? Shimon, you with me? Shimon, you still there? You disappeared already. You're there? Okay,
two twin ovens,
very good. Two twin ovens. One is Gerufa V'Uketumo V'Achas She'eno Gerufa V'Neketumo. One of them has been cleaned out, and one of them is not been cleaned out. What is the halacha? It says in the Braisa, Mashin, here the Braisa uses the magic word. This is critical. In our Mishnah, the only reason why we have a whole Daf Gemara to learn today in the Daf Yomi, one of the 2,711 Daf, is because the Mishnah was vague. It said the word Noisnim. And the word Noisnim can be translated two ways. It can be translated as Machzirin, or it can be translated as Mashin. But in the Braisa, it doesn't allow any room for doubt. It closes the gap, and it selects the word. The word that it selects is Mashin. It's clear as day. Toshma, Beis Kirois Hamat Imois, two twin ovens. Achas Gerufa. And here's the magic word, mashin. You're allowed to put a pot of hot food that's partially cooked on the open fire, al gabe, on the oven, that's grufa uketuma. But the ein mashin al sheino grufa v'ein uketuma. Umahein mashin. What do you allowed to put? Beshama oimim only v'loy klum. Now over here, when it says v'loy klum, it's not like the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says you can at least put chamin that we have to get back to. So when it says v'loy klum right now, we'll assume v'loy klum means no tavshil u'beisil oimim chamin. No, it's really to steer. Beishamai here says v'loy klum, and beisil says chamin avoloy tavshin, aloy tavshin. Okar divrei aloy tavshin. Okar divrei hakol. Lo yachzir, okar, kama, okar. What happens now if you okar on Shabbos? You take the pot off the fire. Okay, you take a fully cooked pot of chol off the fire. Divrei hakol lo yachzir. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, this is the interpretation of Rabbi Meir. Now, notice this is not like anything we've seen before. This is like a horror movie. Okay? It's like a world that you've never seen or imagined. Because we just spent a whole hour learning the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, no one says anything near what it just said now. That the Machloikis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is only in regard to Chamin. But Tavshil is also. And Chazar is categorically forbidden. Do you hear me better now? Do you hear me better now? Why am I unclear? I don't know what's going on over here. I don't know what's going on. There's something wrong over here. I don't know. I got to figure this out tonight. I don't know why I'm having trouble over here. There's interference here.
Last minute in.
One moment. Don't go anywhere. One moment. Stay where you are. Let me see what's going on over here. Oh, I know why. I know why.
Okay. Right now, we're not hearing Prime. Everything you're saying is coming in as a Morse code.
Sounds like you're playing the...
Okay, I got it. 1 second. I fixed it. I know what's wrong. Stay with me.
1 second.
Don't go away. I know what's wrong. One second. Okay, how's it now? Hello, anyone there?
I'm here.
Okay, you hear me now? You hear me? Shlomo, you hear me? Shimon, you hear me? One second, it's connecting. One second, what is going on over here? I gave Shay this morning, I had the same problem. I had also a lot of trouble this morning with this. Should be good now. Connecting, why is it connecting? It switched. Should be good now. 1 second. I don't know why it doesn't want to connect. What is no good? What's going on here? I just don't get it. Everything should be good now. I changed all the settings the way they're supposed to be. Let me try one more thing here. I know what it might be. Another thing has to be. No, that should be good. That's good. Something wrong with the settings in my house? There's interference here? I'm rebooting, stay with me, I'm rebooting the device that I'm using to broadcast here to them. We'll take a second to reboot. It should be good. Join. Oh, I don't want Everything takes such a long time. Everything, okay, we're almost finished. We're going to end very soon. So I'm just going to join to say goodbye to them, okay? We'll stop in a second. Let me just join to say goodbye.